Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program. A positive work environment starts with security that jobs are safe. Go to sharedwork.mo.gov.
The National Weather Service says a winter storm warning is in effect until at least 6 p.m. this evening for most of the southern half of Missouri. Nevada, Osage Beach, Rolla, Joplin, Springfield, Branson, West Plains, Poplar Bluff, the whole Boot Heel, Cape Girardeau, Farmington, Washington, and St. Louis are in the warning area for snow, blowing and drifting snow, and dangerous wind chills. Snow totals could be as high as 6 inches to 8 inches in some areas, with up to 12 inches in southeastern Missouri. Those warnings include parts of neighboring Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kentucky, and Illinois. A wind chill warning is in effect for the northern half of the state, with wind chills as low as minus 30. Some of those warnings do not expire until tomorrow. A coalition of Missouri cyclists and walkers is urging state legislators to pass what it calls long overdue distracted driving laws this year.
The Missouri Bicycle and Pedestrian Federation says we are just one of two states that still allows adult texting while driving, and this needs to change. The group argues more people have been on the streets during the pandemic, and communities and states should do as much as they can to provide a safe environment. The Federation is calling for a ban on the use of handheld cell phones and texting while behind the wheel. They call them common sense rules to keep the roadways safer. Brent Palm, Missouri Net.
The House Budget Committee chairman says Missourians shouldn't be taxed on federal stimulus checks.
House Budget Committee Chairman Cody Smith says under the state's tax code, federal stimulus checks related to COVID are subject to personal income tax. Smith says Missourians have already paid their share for these stimulus checks, and he's optimistic his bill or a similar bill will pass. Eligible Americans have been receiving $600 stimulus checks. They're part of the $900 billion stimulus bill signed by former President Trump on December 27th. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
Missouri has intercepted millions in stimulus money from people who owe child support.
The CARES Act, passed by U.S. Congress last year, allowed states to block the first stimulus payment to people who owed child support. Governor Mike Parson's office says the Missouri legislature passed a bill during last November's special session that allows the state to continue intercepting federal stimulus payments to pay custodial parents money they are owed. Rebecca Woeffel, spokesperson for the State Department of Social Services, says between May 2020 and January of this year, Missouri captured $78.8 million total in stimulus payments from 60,800 individuals who owe child support. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
And nobody matched all the numbers in Saturday night's Powerball drawing, up for grabs Wednesday night, an estimated $66 million. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.